Volume 3 presents exercises to help you discover and deal with any blocks or inhibitions you may have about using your intuition. Side A offers exercises designed to get you in contact with any specific objections and then help you resolve those objections so that your intuition can begin to come through for you more consistently. Side B emphasizes the physiology of intuition. This too will help you in working with any resistance you might have, as well as provide you with a direct physical sense of your intuition and how it feels. In general, just about everyone has a number of good reasons to be inhibited about the use of their intuition. It's not generally valued in our culture and educational system. For the past 300 years or so, the prevailing model for gaining knowledge has been the scientific one, with its emphasis on deductive reasoning based on visible evidence. The wonderful material advances of the scientific revolution, which include, by the way, this tape on intuition and the tape recorder it's playing on, these advances pervade our lives in thousands of immensely useful ways. But the ideology of science, the assumptions of science, also influence our thinking in just as many ways, right down to the language that we use. We say something is reasonable or logical when we think it is true. This bias is also present in our educational system, the institutions that teach us how to use our minds. Schools have historically praised and encouraged logical, deductive problem-solving and reasoning. While reason's a useful thing to develop, taken to extremes, it's hostile to the intuitive and creative capacities that we all have. The cultural discrepancy between logic and intuition is also present in our personal psychology. Each of us has a general personality orientation and style, a style of inner thought and perception, and a self-image, which operates on a spectrum between the rational and the intuitive. Some people consider themselves more rational than intuitive. This orientation is dictated not only by our culture, but also our family background, early personal experiences, and possibly even genetics. Practically everyone had an experience as a child in which their intuition was inhibited in some way. So in thinking about any blocks or inhibitions you may have at this time in relation to your own intuitive capacities, there's likely several levels to it. There's an unconscious cultural bias, there's your family background, and then there's your personal psychology and background. This last level especially lends itself well to the kind of approach we'll be using on this tape, especially on side A. In the next exercise, you'll be able to identify any blocks or inhibitions that you may have to using your intuition generally as well as specifically around a particular question or problem. After that, there's a discussion of the most common types of objections that emerge. Then there'll be one more exercise which will help you to resolve the conflict and allow you to further find balance between your conscious and intuitive selves. These exercises may also be returned to at any time to help resolve a general or specific objection that may come up in daily life. As always, use paper and pen to write down anything that may be of significance to you. The first exercise will begin in 30 seconds.